Society told us who we should be. I tried that. It's not for me. And if you're here, I'm guessing it's not for you either. So welcome to the Unconventional Un-CEO podcast with your host, Angela Christian, where my mission is to help you break free from the matrix once and for all, to live a life of freedom, joy, wild abundance, and fulfillment on your terms. Unsubscribing from the status quo because you don't fit into someone else's box. Are you ready? Let's do it. Hello and welcome back to the show. I'm having to record this podcast on my phone, so hopefully the audio will be okay. The reason being is I have an office that's about 35 minutes away that I rent, and it's just a really beautiful, quiet space. I'm actually basically using it for a podcast studio slash, you know, coaching calls. Anytime I need like just quiet and a nice space to like record video or be on calls. So I've decided I'm going to be here 2 days a week, and then I'll do the rest from my home office, which is a little louder. So anyway, I got here this morning with a long to-do list and the internet is down. So I put in a note to the owner, but until then, I didn't want to delay on this podcast recording because I actually did start it on Friday and got interrupted. So no interruptions moving forward. Okay, so if you follow me on Instagram, you might have seen that I posted something, I think I just posted it in my stories, about a new manifestation tool that literally worked within 24 hours. I mean, I've never had something work so quickly before when it comes to manifestation. So I am in Catherine Zenkina's Sovereign Money program. And, you know, as I've mentioned, if you've heard other episodes, I had a lot of money limiting beliefs around money that I had to clear. And I'm still working through, like, because when you clear one level, right, then you move to the next level. So the level that I'm clearing now is more around like holding on to money, because I make pretty good money. Am I where I want to be? No, but I make pretty good money right now. But the issue is there's still something, or I should say there has been something that I've been experiencing where I'll just spend it all because I know there was an unconscious, I'm trying to put it in the past. It's an RRT trick. I'm trying not to bring it into my future. That's why I keep changing my present tense, which is a good tool in itself. So I've noticed that I've been spending as much or almost as much that has been coming in. And so I realized there's an issue there. So I need to, you know, address that. So otherwise, once I start making more and more money, I don't want that to continue, right? So I am working on these next level beliefs. Anyway, so she gave us this tool that she didn't create called Askformations. And it's kind of a funny name. But what it is, well, let me backtrack for a second. I'm sure you've heard of affirmations, which is, you know, a really great tool to rewire your subconscious mind to align with your desires. But the key is knowing how to speak in a way that your subconscious actually understands and will accept. Because what I have found is, you know, there's some really great affirmations out there, but there's some that are very well-intentioned but don't really work. So, and I'm going to give you some examples of that. So as an example, and I don't have my notes for this podcast because the internet's not working, so I am just winging it from memory, which is sometimes even better. So this is how the subconscious mind speaks and understands, through specificity, through metaphors, through symbols. Okay, so it's very emotional, it's not logical. Our conscious mind is what is logical. Okay, so I want you to just think about putting your finger, like your right pointer finger, on your nose. Just imagine yourself doing that. It's pretty easy to imagine, right? Unless there are, I have had some clients who can't visualize due to a brain injury. So if you can't visualize, just set the intent of like, or just do it, like put your finger on your nose. Like that's easy to visualize, it's easy to do, right? As long as you don't have any injuries. And now quickly, I want you to visualize enough. I want you to visualize worthiness. So your brain probably feels a little scrambled. And that's because those words, while well-intentioned, aren't specific enough for the unconscious mind. When I say unconscious, subconscious, same thing. For the unconscious mind to understand. So when you're repeating, I am enough, I am worthy, I am deserving, it's not doing anything for your subconscious mind. It might make you feel emotionally uplifted, which is great, but if your goal is to actually shift to align with wealth or happiness or joy or whatever it is, those affirmations are not going to get you there. And so I know there's some pretty big coaches in the self-help space that focus on those. I don't find them useful. That's just my opinion. That's based on, you know, my RRT training, really understanding how the brain works. So the key is to speak affirmations in a way that the unconscious mind will understand. And I actually did like a private podcast episode on this. It was a free private podcast. I think it's still out there somewhere. I might go back and check it out and see if I need to update that. But I basically talked about this, like how to use affirmations to speak to the subconscious mind. So this tool that I'm about to share with you literally brought me results within 24 hours. It was amazing. I was shocked, and I told one of my close friends, and he was like, you need to tell me, you need to teach this to me because clearly it's working for you. So the results I'm going to tell you first, and then we'll dive into this, but within 24 hours, I had someone purchase a $49 mini rewiring program. It's called Wealth Wiring, and it's actually something I created last July. And so I've been studying RRT for over a year now, and I recently updated those audios because, you know, I learned a lot more. They would still be helpful just as they were, but just knowing even more now, I wanted to redo them so that they were even more powerful and potent, right? So the issue though was I had taken down that Wealth Wiring from my website. So I don't even know, actually, I need to ask her how she even found it, because all of a sudden I was just working, and this was within 24 hours of doing this tool, and I see a Stripe notification and it said $49. And I was like, what? $49? What do I have that's $49? Because it didn't tell me what it was. So I had to go searching and try to figure out. And then I got an email from her saying, hey, I bought your audio and it's saying it's not available, which that was embarrassing, but a good reminder to check the systems. And what had happened is my assistant had accidentally archived my new rewiring feed on, I use Hello Audio, which is great for private podcasting. I'll put a link in the show notes for that. So she had archived the old one, not the new one. So anyway, it took me like 10 minutes to kind of sort it out and figure out what happened. But it's just crazy because it was like, I'm not even advertising that anywhere. Maybe she found it in an old podcast recording, or I really don't know. I'm going to have to ask her. So that happened. And I was like, whoa, that's so cool. And so if you're interested in that, I'll link it below. It's $49. It's like a mini Wealth Wiring program. And so it's an excerpt from my membership, the club, which I'll also link below. Inside the club, I do monthly RRT for everybody, different topics each month. So it's really for like all areas of life. I just pulled the wealth one out because I feel like a lot of people are focusing on building their wealth. So I do a monthly RRT clearing based on different topics. I do monthly hot seat coaching and Q&A. So again, I'll link that below. So that happened. That was the first thing. Then literally within an hour, I got an email from someone saying, hey, I would love to book an RRT coaching call with you. Can you send me the information? Again, I don't know where she found me. I was just like, what? This is just crazy. It's like two things in one day, right? So then I sent her over the information and I was just like, this is so awesome. So even if she hadn't booked, I would still be like grateful. And I'll get into some of the affirmations I was using because then you'll see why it's so cool. She didn't end up booking, so I'm really excited to work with her. And then the third thing that happened is the next day I got an email from a woman who was interested. She was asking questions about my Clean BDE program, which is the Baby Daddy Energy program, where I help mothers clear toxic energy with their co-parents. And I'm going to do another podcast on that because she had some great questions that I realized I didn't really address anywhere. And so, she found me through Andrea's podcast, Andrea Crowder's podcast. I'll link that in the show notes too. So she ended up enrolling in BDE, which I had just had a coaching call with Andrea the week before. And I was saying, like, I don't feel like I'm, you know, saying enough about the program, like sales and marketing. I'm still working on building up a big muscle for that. Like, it's still something I'm new with. I'm trying to be careful with my words here. And so I don't feel like I've done the program justice quite yet. And so I hadn't done anything new. And well, besides, you know, that post I talked about in my last episode that has now, it keeps growing like every day. It's just crazy to me. I've never had a post this big. I think it's at 47,000 something views. And I just stopped checking the comments because there was another male comment who, they said something like, this isn't normal, which I don't know if he was talking about me or the guy. I just, anything that just feels confrontational, I just don't want, because the whole focus of that post wasn't to like point fingers or to get sympathy. It was really just talking about, I was trying to make other people feel better, basically. Like, if they haven't left someone yet, it's okay. If they feel like they left too late, they didn't. Everything happens as it should, without getting too much into that anyway. So these three things happened, which equaled almost $1,000 in 24 hours. So I've never had this happen, or I should say, I haven't had this happen before when I'm not really like, it's not like I'm in a launch. I mean, I am still launching BDE and I'm trying to figure out a method like Andrea does. She launches things, she launches different programs at all times. And so I kind of asked her last week, how do you do that? Because it just feels, she's a Manigen, if you know human design, she's a Manigen, I'm a generator. So it's more of a Manigen thing to do. And so she asked me some coaching questions that helped me figure out, I really just need to be focusing on promoting BDE because that is what gives me the most joy and energy. Because I'm like, I had a testimonial from a mother last week who was like, this has totally changed my life. I no longer feel fear. I'm now going to be getting child support after 7 years of not getting child support. I was just like full body chills and tears for her because I remember that fear and panic. And then I remember it being gone. And it's just like, where the hell did that go? It's so weird. But that's what that's the magic of our RT. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. So back to this tool. The tool is called Askformations, which is funny. So instead of affirmations, which are just statements, Askformations obviously are questions. But first, I'm going to kind of go over some other tools that will help you amplify your affirmations and Askformations. So the first one is a bridge. So when you're stating affirmations, if you state something like, I am a millionaire, when you know you have maybe $100 in the bank or even $1,000 in the bank, like, you know, your subconscious is going to reject that and you're going to feel like resistance to it, right? Unless you've really done a lot of energy work and you know, as I know, in a different dimension, in a different parallel universe, yes, we are millionaires. So like when you say I'm a millionaire, you could be thinking of your future self being a millionaire, which, because time is not real the way that we see it, it's not linear. So in a sense, yes, you are a millionaire, even though your bank account reflects $100 in this, at this moment, right? But in a parallel universe, I'm not going to get into all of that. That's a different podcast episode. So most people, they would, their subconscious mind would automatically reject that. It just wouldn't get through to it, which means it won't make the change it needs. So the subconscious mind, unconscious mind, interchangeable, is an evidence-seeking machine. So it will automatically look for evidence behind everything we think or say. This is why an affirmation needs to be said in a way that it won't just reject it. Otherwise, it's not going to help you, right? And in case you're not familiar with the difference between the two minds, I'll tell you quickly. Conscious mind, those are the thoughts that we hear. It's the more evolved mind. It's logical. It's our creative mind. It controls 5% of our reality. So it's always hard for people to wrap their minds around this concept because it's the thoughts we hear. We think it's the mind that's controlling our reality. It's not. So a lot of people focus on just changing their conscious mind thoughts, but that only affects 5% of your reality. Yes, it's still worthwhile to do that, of course, but they think that's all they need to do. And so that isn't going to get you where you want to go. You really need to tap into the subconscious, unconscious mind. That is our primitive mind. It's automatic, it's emotional, it's built on beliefs. It controls 95% of our reality. So that's why it's key. And that's why these ask affirmations have worked so well. Another cool fact is that on average, we have around 60,000 thoughts per day. That's a lot. Only 5% of those thoughts are conscious thoughts. So those are the thoughts we can control. The other 95% are from the subconscious and they are repetitive. They are based on our childhood programming, our beliefs. They are thoughts from the day before. So that's why it's really key to utilize affirmations that reach the subconscious mind to really see true change. Affirmations really work great at reprogramming because they're typically done in a very repetitive manner. But again, language is really key, but because if you're just repeating, I am enough, I am enough, I am worthy, the subconscious mind, think of it like a five-year-old. If you ask a five-year-old, you know, what does worthiness mean? They might give you an answer, but it's not very clear. So like, instead of saying I am worthy, dive deeper into that. Like, what is it that you're looking for? You know, so you need to be more specific. So again, going back to the example, I am a millionaire, the subconscious mind will reject that and you will probably feel resistance to it. So something Catherine teaches, which is really great, is something called a bridge. So instead of saying I'm a millionaire, you can say I'm choosing to believe I'm on my way to becoming a millionaire, or I'm in the process of believing I'm a millionaire. The subconscious mind won't reject those statements because do you see how they're different? Okay. So second, anytime you're trying a new affirmation, it's best to start when you're already in like a good mood, like an elevated state, because your subconscious mind will be more receptive when you're already at like a higher frequency. After a week or so of repeating the new affirmation though, it doesn't really matter what mood you're in, but it's just a good idea to start when you're already on a high. Like last week when I made those 3 sales out of nowhere, I was in a high frequency state because I was like, oh my God, thank you. Like, this is amazing. I feel so honored, right? So like that would be a great time. Or maybe you get a raise, or maybe just something exciting happens. Like, that's a really good time to like tap in. Another amplifier of affirmations would be movement. So I love to walk, say them while I'm walking. On Saturday I went to yoga, and during my entire yoga practice, I know you're supposed to be like silent in the mind, which I usually am, but I wanted to try it out. So while I was doing these different poses, I was thinking my ask affirmations. And Catherine says that movement will help your subconscious mind open up and receive. Also, if you can't do that, or you're really wanting to start, but you just, you know, you're not able to work out right now, just standing in like a power pose, like with your hands on your hips, your legs spread apart with your head held high, like a Wonder Woman, and thinking or speaking them in that pose will do the same thing. So now we're going to get into ask affirmations. So our subconscious mind will automatically seek evidence as to why the question is true. So that's the key here. So by asking a how or a why question, you're assuming it's already true. And so it's like a hack, right? And this is what produced the results for me within 24 hours. So here's what you want to do. And I actually have a free PDF workbook that walks you through all of this. I will link it in the show notes. I put it on my story last week and had so many people sign up to get it. So I know it's probably a very hot topic right now. So you just record yourself asking the ask affirmations and then listen to it every day for 21 to 30 days. I'm right now, because I'm in Catherine's course, she did a 5-minute audio for us. And so she says an ask affirmation, like, how am I so lucky? Then she pauses and gives us time to say, how am I so lucky, right? So it's like, you can do that yourself though. So in my free PDF workbook, I give you some examples. So choose the ones that work for you, add ones, And you'll kind of see, like, some examples are, how am I so wealthy? Why am I a millionaire? How am I so magnetic? How does everything always work out for me? And, like, honestly, when I'm doing these, I do it 3 times a day. So that's probably also why it worked very quickly. But it starts elevating your mood too. And you can just imagine, like, oh, one of them that I love is like, why is my life so luxurious? I love that one. It like instantly elevates my mood. So definitely get the free PDF. Just go to my show notes and you'll see it and try it out. And then please let me know. I want to know what you manifest. Okay. So finally, we all know this, but like repetition is key. So the reason why affirmations and ask-formations work so well is due to repetition, because it triggers the subconscious mind into taking positive action. So when we take this a step further with the ask-formations by utilizing questions, the mind is going to immediately go to work to find solutions and answers for the questions you're asking. For example, why am I a millionaire? The subconscious mind will automatically assume it's true that you're a millionaire because it doesn't understand logic. Anything you visualize, it thinks is happening. That's why it's so important to, you know, to work on your conscious mind as well, because if you're visualizing, you know, being miserable, then it thinks that's what's happening. Or when you're watching a movie, like a scary movie, this is why I don't watch scary movies, it thinks that's you running from, you know, whatever it is. So it doesn't understand logic, and it's just going to assume it's actually happening. So when you ask it, why am I a millionaire? It automatically believes, okay, she's a millionaire. How did this happen? It's going to look for answers as to why you're a millionaire. Okay, so that's why this is like such a great hack. And ask-formations also work really well because they're utilizing something called the law of assumption. That is what is conditioning your mind to believe that your desire is already here. So when you're stating things like, I am a millionaire, that's almost like trying to force your mind to attract what you desire. Ask-formations assume it's already here. I hope that's clear. So if you really want to see change quickly, I recommend also listening to yourself. And a note is that your subconscious mind loves your own voice. So I've been listening to Catherine's because I've had a little sickness, so my voice wasn't great. I am going to record my own this week and start listening to my own, but it's been great just listening to hers for now. Originally, I was going to record something for you guys as like a free download, but I just figured it'd be better to give you some examples of ask-formations and have you do it, because the subconscious loves its own voice, or your voice, you know what I mean? So anyway, this is the tool, and it has been amazing for me. Not just that, but it's like, it's also elevated my mood so much. So again, please let me know what you manifest. If this was helpful, please share it with a friend. And I haven't asked this in a while, but if you could leave a review of my podcast, I would so appreciate it. I actually haven't asked that in like 2 years, and I realized I probably should start collecting testimonials again, and maybe I'll offer a little free audio. So if you leave me a review, I'm just making this up right now. So if you leave me a review and send me a screenshot, I will send you a free audio on clearing emotional pain and heartbreak, if that interests you. Maybe I'll switch it up every once in a while. So that's the one I did it in my membership. So it's worth $200, probably more actually, but I'll send that to you for free if you leave me a review. And yeah, I appreciate all of you. Thank you for listening. Have a wonderful week, you guys. Mwah. Bye.